Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to a special bonus episode of Swish and Flick. I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
And I'm William.
Hi,
because
William.
Welcome back to Potter Plus, your podcasting home for the upcoming Harry Potter television show and so much more. I'm William.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And not only are we bringing you a double team super episode of Swish and Flick and Potter Plus here today, but we are also live at Ironton Wizard Fest. Yes! Yes, delivered in spades,
wow.
Didn't they?
You guys should see how loud you were on my end.
It was very loud. It's the city of Ironton.
So I am Megan. I am one of three hosts of Swish and Flick.
I'm the other one, Katie. Hi, your resident Hufflepuff.
I'm the resident Slytherin, and then we do have a resident Gryffindor, but she was unable to come this weekend, but she is quite sad about it because we always have such a good time at Ironton. Yeah. But we are doing a chapter-by-chapter breakdown of the Harry Potter series, so each episode is a chapter or sometimes half of a chapter or a third of a chapter.
Be honest.
It just depends
okay.
on how much we talk about.
We yap a lot.
Well, when we started, it was a chapter and episode. But like now that we're on Deathly Hallows, there's so much to talk about. So sometimes we do three episodes per chapter. But we have a really good time, and we're goofy and silly. And if you like book club style podcasts with a group of friends who are just chatting, then you would probably enjoy listening to us. And we are also family friendly.
Tangents are our love language.
Exactly. Yes. And I am William. I host the podcast Potter Plus, and that is that was started in anticipation of the upcoming Harry Potter television show. And so as of right now, they have announced that they are casting. They have announced that it's happening. Everything else is speculation, and speculation and theorizing is my love language. So I am having a fantastic time with that. And I just have to say, Swish and Flick was the first Harry Potter podcast I ever listened to, long before I started mine. I started listening in September of 2017, and you all started in July of 2017.
Yeah.
And yeah. When they say that sometimes it's part one, sometimes it's part two, how many was Lori Kim's episode?
Or
how many?
Was that Creature's story?
Creature's Tale was like eight episodes.
We talked about that
about
chapter
one chapter
for a really long time,
which makes
there
you think
there was a lot to talk about.
It was incredible. And so I highly recommend their podcast, not only because it was my first one and I'm kind of fangirling being up here a little bit, but it's incredible. But yes, mine's Potter Plus. You can, again, all that podcast jargon, you can find it wherever you find your podcast. But we're doing a joint episode today, and today we are discussing Epic Universe.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Who knows what Epic Universe is? Number one. Okay, we're at a Harry Potter festival, so yes. Yeah. People know what Epic Universe is. It is coming to Universal Orlando, and I know you all have a lot of experience with Epic Universe.
Not yet.
Not yet. It's not open yet. But we are talking the upcoming park, the implications for being a story that is set after the books, being a book club podcast, and the implications for the upcoming TV show. And I can't wait. But first, giveaway. I know a lot of you have stopped by my booth. You saw the gift basket that is sitting over there. There's tons of stuff in there. There is the Theory 11 commemorative antique book case of playing cards.
You showed that to us, and I freaked out. It was amazing.
It's so cool. It is one that you hold it and the crest on the top spins and then the lid opens up, and then whenever you open it, there's a secret compartment that it's incredible. That's
really
in
cool.
There. There's Serpents and Chutes, I think, which is like a Harry Potter Chutes and Ladder game for kids. There's a lot of other books. There's some stuff from my booth. There's some stuff from Swish and Flick. But if you came here for it, you probably want to know how to enter. So if you will go to any of our Instagram accounts, and I'll tell you what it is, you can go to, there is a shared reel between the two of us. It's at Swish Flick Cast for their podcast. It is at Kentucky Wizard for mine. You will see four accounts that are collaborated on. Give those a follow and message me at Kentucky Wizard Live Show. So if you, there is the, and it's pinned to the top of my account at Kentucky Wizard. It is a reel. You'll see both of our logos if you follow the accounts that are collaborators on that reel and message me, Kentucky Wizard. At the end of the podcast, I will go through my DMs on Instagram. I'll probably have my daughter pick a number. And we will give away that entire gift bag at the end of the episode.
Awesome.
It's got a lot of good stuff in it.
It does.
Yeah, I was really excited. So,
I might enter myself.
You're going to enter yourself? Go for it. You're going to have to take half of your stuff back home then.
Oh, never mind.
Oh my gosh. So Epic Universe, for anybody who doesn't know, is not just like a brand new land coming to Universal Orlando, but it's a whole brand new theme park that's coming. It's going to be their, they're calling it their fourth because they consider their water park a theme park, but it's kind of their third park. So, but they, there's so much that's coming. This is where the new Super Mario World is going to be. This is where Dark Universe is going to be, which is like Universal Classic Monsters, which I hope is going to be like a year-round Halloween Horror Nights vibe.
Oh, that'd be incredible.
Speaking of classic monsters, hello, Death Eater.
Death Eater's come to visit. There's also going to be a new Harry Potter section. It's going to be Wizarding Paris, and we're going to go to the Ministry of Magic in London from there. So that is something we can talk about, too. Uh-huh. There's also the Isle of Burke from How to Train Your Dragon. And is there one more land?
It's Celestial Park.
That's right. Like the middle section is called Celestial Park, which also is going to have rides, and that's going to be kind of just like the center, and then everything goes off this like spoke system. If you've been to Magic Kingdom, it kind of reminds me of that, honestly, how like the castle is the hub, and then there's all the lands around the outside. So that is what is coming, and it's opening in May in 2025.
Which is nuts.
I know.
They broke ground and just ran with it.
It was 2021, I think, is when they first officially broke ground because they had to shut down initial construction for COVID.
Yeah.
And they like technically started before COVID and then like put it on hold and then,
the people posed for the picture with the shovel and that was as much of the ground as they broke before they had to shut down. Yeah.
But we actually crazily have a trip planned already. For the first week of June.
Did you get tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I know. We were there like...
Yeah, it was literally the second packages went on sale. I was like, when's everyone available? We're going the first week. Like, what days work? And I just booked it. I just booked it so fast, I didn't even think about it.
So before we kind of get started in that, what is your all's experience with Universal in general, specifically the Harry Potter lands?
I think it's just so immersive. Like, what's so magical about it is that, and I actually got this from an interview that Emma Watson did while she was there. She was like, this is almost more magical than the film sets because everything is complete. Like, whenever they were doing the films, everything was kind of half done. So, like, you never got to see some things in its entirety. And she was like, going through, like, Hogsmeade, complete with buildings and Hogwarts right there, like, it's more magical than being on the film sets.
Yeah, especially when you go to the Diagon Alley side, because they split it into two parks, of course, because more money for Universal.
Yeah, exactly.
But when you go on the other side, they did an even better job, where you don't know you're in any other part of the park. You are completely immersed. You know, you can sit on the steps of Gringotts and drink a butterbeer, and it's really magical.
And you see, like, no other signs of a theme park in sight. You are just in Diagon Alley. Whereas, like, that's the biggest difference for Diagon Alley versus Hogsmeade for me is, like, if you're walking through Hogsmeade, you can potentially still see, like, the Hulk roller coaster in the distance.
Or the Velocicoaster will come flying past your table outside of the Three Broomsticks. Yeah.
But in Diagon Alley, once you are in it, you see nothing but Diagon Alley. It's the most magical place I've ever been in my life.
And I think they said that at Epic Universe, the shortest building inside of Epic Universe's Ministry of Magic is taller than the tallest building in Diagon Alley.
Awesome.
At
so
Universal.
It's also going to be super immersive.
It's going to be incredible. Yeah, well, we actually went to Universal for the first time. I had to go on a conference there to Orlando.
Oh, no.
Oh, darn. I walked into Diagon Alley the first time, and I teared up. I just stood there with my hand over my mouth, just staring around at things. And we left. I don't think you remember that. We left and tried to go do other things. And the moment we walked out, we looked around at, like, the Rocking Roller Coaster, like, Jimmy Fallon. We both just hung our heads, and everybody was really quiet, and I spoke out loud what everybody was thinking. He's like, does everybody just want to go back in Diagon Alley? Yes, yeah, let's go. And so we went back in. Yep. But the Epic Universe is going to have the French, like a French Quarter, it's plucked right out of 1920s Paris from the Fantastic Beasts series. And it's also going to have, this was clever, the Metro Flu, which is like an underground subway station of fireplaces and flu network that you can go to the Ministry of Magic.
I was really curious to see how they were going to do this, honestly, because I know how involved Universal and Disney both are with, like, making sure that things make sense. And I know that they always wanted to do the Ministry of Magic. And I was like, but they already built London. Like, they can't build the Ministry of Magic in another theme park when they have London in another theme park. I assumed that if they were going to build the Ministry, it would be in addition to Diagon Alley at some point. But this was really clever, though it does. I am curious to see, like, how much people are going to like and enjoy it with kind of like the death of the Fantastic Beasts series.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved Fantastic Beasts. I'm so sad that they're not going to finish. I'm still holding out hope that they might finish it someday, but
so many unanswered questions.
I know. Yeah. So I'm excited to see it. And, like, I know that they're really going to incorporate the different magical creatures, which people fell in love with immediately. So, like, you're going to be able to interact with, like, the Nifflers. And
I think they said specifically Nifflers and Bowtruckles. Not only is it going to be able to interact with it, but the interactive wands will be able to interact with the creatures. So it's I see that. There's some excitement in the audience for this. Interactive Wand 3.0.
Yeah,
Which
I'm
has been
so
floating around, where the wand that you get will have haptics, where it'll vibrate, it'll light up as you can interact with all of these spell casting stations. They have filed patents for clear OLED televisions that will overlay the magical effects over top of what you're casting the spells on.
Oh my God.
But it's going to be backward compatible. And so your previous interactive wands will be able to cast the spells inside of Epic Universe. You just won't get the benefits of the extra, like, haptics and lights and everything from there. So I do love that with the sheer quantity of wands that they have sold from the previous parks, that's going to be a thing there. You said death of the Fantastic Beasts series.
Yeah.
Not that I have done hours of research for Potter Plus in hopes of expanding the Wizarding World through a possible television show. David Yates said it was parked.
Which
he said the series was parked.
Yeah, which doesn't mean dead, I suppose.
It doesn't. Plus, it'll give the characters time to age up. Yeah. Because the first one happened in 1926, then the last one happens in 1945. That's
It's all strategic.
Maybe it was all done on purpose.
Years later. 19 years
There's
later.
A mastermind plan.
But I refuse to give up hope, because as a Hufflepuff, as a neuro spicy Hufflepuff, having Newt as the hero of this series is needed.
It was so important. It was so important.
But I had postulated that they could potentially use the upcoming television show to revitalize it.
Yeah, it would definitely be. I thought that it would work better as a TV show anyway. I've always thought that, even about just the regular story. I was like, some long form would make so much more sense than trying to cram everything into a movie, because you lose so much. We're just doing a fun little reread of the series, and, like, honestly, I'm so inundated with the movies, I forget how much stuff they had to leave out of it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we're listening to Goblet of Fire, and I'm like, oh my gosh, so much stuff is not in here.
Oh, especially with that book.
Yeah.
Now, I know in an interview, Eddie Redman, maybe let slip. I don't know if it was supposed to be kept a secret, but he reprises his role as Newt in 1920s Paris. And so we're going to see his character. And I
wonder where.
I'm not entirely sure, but I don't see why they would put in the investment.
Yeah.
A full theme park set in the Fantastic Beasts if they were not going to finish the series.
That's what I thought too, because I was, whenever it came out that that was going to be the theme of the area here, I was like, that seems so strange that they would, I mean, because they're investing so much money in this.
Yeah.
And like, I know that it was successful to a point, and I just feel like it's not something that they're going to give up on so easily.
Yeah.
Especially the focus on Dumbledore and Grindelwald and like how much people really want like more of that story.
Yeah. And this could be the litmus test to finish it.
Yeah.
Like if this park is tremendously successful, then they may go ahead and green light the last two movies, maybe do like a part one, part two. But this has a lot
and
of.
It will be.
Yeah.
It will be successful. Like the park will be so successful.
So this has some implications for both of our respective podcasts. This, the Ministry of Magic is the trial of Dolores Umbridge.
Like, finally.
The ride inside of the Ministry of Magic is the trial of Dolores Umbridge with Imelda Staunton. She's returning to reprise her role as Umbridge for footage for the ride. This is a story that happens post Deathly Hallows, which is what they are currently reading their way through.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that they've collaborated with the author on this? Do you think that this is original, like a little one-off, really wouldn't have any sort of like bearing on the rest of the story? Or are this is like a prelude 19 years later. It's story that we get that happens before Cursed Child.
Yeah.
But after mm-hmm. the Deathly Hallows.
Mm-hmm. They've been doing some really interesting stuff with like the name. Like it was Harry Potter, then it was the Wizarding World,
uh-huh.
and now is it back to
yeah.
Harry
it's
Potter?
Back to Harry Potter,
so
yeah.
I wonder what they're doing as far as the author goes. Like, the more they pull away from her, I think the better. It seems like it could be an original story. I don't know if they can do anything without her being like, yes, that's checked off.
She's always been so involved with the theme parks. I'm assuming that this is probably... I'm assuming
this is her
story.
The stamp of approval on it. My brother said that he kind of wished that Harry Potter, and I kind of agree with him, that they would take the approach that the Legends series had in Star Wars. Did anybody ever, well, I'm flashing my nerd card here. Did anybody ever read the extended Star Wars stories? Okay, we got a couple of hands here. From what I can understand, George Lucas basically had a stamp of approval. Other authors took the characters. They had a general guideline that they could play in, and he probably didn't read it. He probably just got the outline and said, yeah, yeah, I approve, and stamped it. And that could be a fun opportunity to let people play inside of that world. But
I feel like that could happen, but probably not for a while. I think that,
sure.
I do think that it will become that eventually. I mean, think of like how... Actually, it's kind of funny because I've just gotten super down the rabbit holes of book talk and Bookstagram, and I feel like it's becoming more and more popular for fan fictions to get published as new stories now. Like, it's happening more often. Like,
yeah.
I know there's a very popular Harry Potter fan fiction called Manacled. I don't know if anybody has read that, but that is being turned into a book, and... also, The Hurricane Wars was a Star Wars fan fiction before it was released, and I think a lot of people know about the Love Hypothesis being a Star Wars fan fiction, maybe. It's like a Reylo fanfic. It's a little bit spicy, but yeah. But I just think that that's happening more and more often, and like I just think that the opportunity could be there for people to like actually use the characters and just like get a stamp of approval like for other stories like
sure.
that.
Yeah.
Could be cool.
Now, who here has been to Universal? Oh, I expected.
Very nice.
Yeah. Okay. One word, what were your favorite things about it? Immersive. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
the first thing you think of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Accurate.
Best. I know a lot of people said that when Velocicoaster came out that it rivaled Hagrid's, but I felt like I had been assaulted when I got off of Velocicoaster. Hagrid's was
scared.
The best.
We
just
haven't ridden
like,
it yet.
I haven't ridden it yet.
It was aggressive, but Hagrid's was the best roller coaster on a lot of nodding going on out there.
Well, Hagrid's is so immersive. Again, it's that word. Like, I mean... there are new aspects to it. Like, we get to see a blast undead Scroot. We get to see unicorns, like a baby unicorn. Like, there's like all these characters that like you read about in the book. They're like adding to the visuals that we've seen in the movies, but they're like giving us little breadcrumbs of things that we wanted but didn't get. And that's what I love about, I mean, and oh my gosh, I just love Forbidden Journey so much. I know that that was like the first ride that they built, but it's just, it's been my favorite consistently.
And they brought in, speaking of immersive, it was like the same production crew that worked on the movies that also worked on, and so they went over everything with a fine-tooth comb. It's the same production crew that's coming to Epic Universe.
Yeah.
Now, we got glimpses of Wizarding Paris, I believe it was in the second, it was Crimes of Grindelwald, when they were in Paris.
Yes.
Yeah, so you saw Cirque d'Arcane. Mm-hmm. Please do not judge my pronunciation of some of these French words. I took 7 years of Spanish, and it will show as I try to read off some of these names. But that same production crew is carrying over, and that's what I think Universal nails.
Yeah.
Is the immersiveness, but also continuing the stories and bringing even more stories to life from there. But inside of Epic Universe, not only are you getting the Ministry of Magic and the ride is the Trial of Dolores Umbridge, but you are also getting Cirque d'Arcanus, which is, okay, this is from NBC Universal. For the first time ever, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter guests will enjoy a live, full-scale theater experience in the heart of the land with Cirque d'Arcanus. The spectacular show will feature live performers, aerialist, amazing puppetry, brilliant special effects, and more to take them on the guests on a whirlwind journey that they will encounter fantastic beasts like never before. There's a ringmaster who steals Newt's suitcase, and you see demiguys and moon calves, and all of that is a stage show inside of Paris.
I love moon calves so much.
So cute.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. If you haven't finished your holiday shopping yet, or haven't started like me, don't panic. We've got a secret source for an incredible original gift shop, and that's Uncommon Goods. They've got unique hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. Somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. So skip the gifts that scream last minute and find something truly original at uncommongoods.com. I found this super cute storybook DIY kit. You build it yourself. It makes this adorable little 3D book nook. I might have to get it for myself. Also, have you ever heard of a pocket pillow? Because I didn't. It's literally this cozy pillow with a pocket, so you can put your latest read in there, whatever video game you're playing, or a craft. I think Meg might like it. Shh, don't tell her. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/swish. That's uncommongoods.com/swish for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, and they all mess with our hormones. And I know that as a mom of two, my hormone imbalance needed some help. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extract called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Like for me, having some kids. PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, uncontrollable cravings, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time. Hormone Harmony can help with those things. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality. And guys, it definitely shows. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SWISH, S-W-I-S-H, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SWISH for 15% off today.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I will say too, so like you could read that and maybe you think puppetry and like you just think Muppets, not saying anything bad about Muppets, right? But we've seen some puppetry recently at Disney. We're big Disney people.
Which
they have
ones?
The Jack Skellington one that we saw.
Oh my God, that
this
one's
was
amazing.
So incredible. Like I know it was a puppet, but my eyes were like, that's Jack. I just see Jack. So I'm so excited to see these magical creatures.
Because a
I
lot
feel
of
like
the
they're
people,
gonna be there.
Yeah, a lot of the people that work at Disney also work at Universal. Like there are a lot of Imagineers that have retired from Disney move on to Universal. So it's like all the same level of quality. And I am a true Disney adult, but I think that they're gonna have some serious competition finally from Universal when Epic Universe comes out, because we haven't seen a new theme park from Disney since 1998.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wasn't
they've done a lot of, you know, a lot of additions, but like we haven't seen a new theme park since Animal Kingdom.
Well, I think Galaxy's Edge was supposed to be Disney's answer to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think the way that the reason, has anybody been to Galaxy's Edge at Disney? Okay, we got some people out there.
I mean, I really like it, don't get me wrong, but I'm like,
have you ever seen any of those cantinas, any of those shops, any of that location in a movie?
No.
No, and that's where I think that they kind of missed the mark there. I understand wanting to make Batuu, since then they have worked it into canon, but they wanted to make Batuu really immersive, like, oh, this is our answer to it, yay! But with the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, you can walk into Ollivander's, you can walk into the bank, you walk into Diagon Alley, and the same dragon that broke out at the end of the Deathly Hallows is there on top of it, and it breathes fire, and you're going to get the ministry now. And gosh, I just think it's gonna.
And it's full scale. The ministry like atrium. When you walk in, they're claiming that it is like true to scale from what you see in the films. Like it's that massive, and that is like part of the queue, I believe, to get into the ride. They're gonna have like the statue that they have in the atrium, and like the green tiling that is like so iconic, and all of like the offices and windows and everything.
Statue looks, of Magical Brethren.
Yes.
It better be that one and not Magic is Might.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not Magic is Might.
No, Umbridge is on trial. She's not in control anymore there.
You know Kingsley fixed that ASAP.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yes.
Seeing Umbridge in an Azkaban uniform was so sweet.
That was pretty great.
So sweet.
Yeah, that was sweet.
We also have to consider implications for the television show that's coming up, because Katie had said, they are rebranding everything. If you go to wizardingworld.com, it redirects you to harrypotter.com. How many people go straight to the Harry Potter section at Barnes & Noble's every time that you walk in? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There were some tentative hands and then some really fast hands that shot up there. Have you noticed that has changed too? The Wizarding World logo is gone and it's just HP. It's all being rebranded back to Harry Potter because the show is coming. And I wonder if there's going to be elements inside of the theme park that are also going to make their way into the show.
I feel like they have to keep the aesthetics the same, even if it is like a whole new cast and everything, just because what they built was so iconic that I don't think anybody would be on board if they changed it. I mean, I would be like, that's Hogwarts. Like, I'm sure it's going to be pretty, but like, no, I know what Hogwarts looks like now.
Yeah.
Like, you have imprinted it in my brain. I know what it looks like. Like, I don't want you to change that ever. It's already going to be hard enough. I'm going to have to see a different Professor Snape and a different Hagrid. Like, I don't need a new castle as well.
Because if it's too close, then sometimes you look at it and it'll be like one of those, oh, when you got your Harry Potter show off Wish. Like, I mean, it looks close. It looks similar. What if they take, who has played Hogwarts Legacy?
Yes.
Oh, a lot of people. Yeah, Jenny, you can raise your hand too. You've played Hogwarts Legacy before. that castle looks radically different. but it also still maintains the essence of Hogwarts. I wonder if they could take that kind of approach.
So did you actually see, it was I think just a couple days ago, they released a trailer for like what they're working on as Hogwarts Legacy 2.
Stop it.
You didn't see that?
No.
Okay, well, this is very important for your podcast because apparently they are collaborating with the show.
Oh, now, I did see that. Like, they're working with the show to incorporate elements that are some, like, brand synergy there. But did they have video? Did they have pictures?
They had some video. Yeah.
No, I can't do it right now. I can't do it right now. Okay. I'll look at it later.
Yeah. So I think that that probably is their plan. They're going to take, like, the aesthetics of Hogwarts Legacy, and that will be what they'll do for the show, I think. Which makes sense. I mean, like,
I'd love that.
I think that they added so much good stuff into, like, the castle and the grounds and everything in that game. It was unreal.
It felt, you know, when they said in the game they had to build it so that you could explore it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of, well, I know they took parts of different castles that actually exist across Great Britain, and they filmed in different sections, and kind of after the fact, from a distance, they were like, put it there, and like, oh, that's where it is in relation to it. Just don't think about it too hard. Please.
Right.
And Hogwarts, they even said Hogwarts evolved over the course of the movies.
Yeah.
And part of that was they shot some scenes outside of the castle that they thought that kind of location would benefit from. But even the production designer said that they kind of like the idea that Hogwarts is kind of alive and can change, and you know, like the staircases move and rooms appear inside of Hogwarts. And so that could just be like the next step in that. It was like, because we know, like you said, the essence of Hogwarts.
Yeah.
You see the Great Hall next to the main tower with the three-pronged Dumbledore's office coming up there. You can recognize that silhouette.
Yeah.
That part they can't change too much.
Gryffindor Tower.
Yeah.
Like, that has to be where it is.
have you heard the theory that Hogwarts is actually a transfigured dragon?
No, but that sounds amazing.
I'm in love with that.
I mean, that would make sense because of, like, the motto.
The motto is never tickle a sleeping dragon. The very first password to Gryffindor Tower was Caput Draconis, which is head of the dragon.
Mm.
In the Scottish Highlands, there is apparently legend of a Hebridean black that would constantly, like, terrorize these towns. And when you look inside Fantastic Beasts, the illustration of that dragon, it's hundreds of feet long. Like, it's gigantic.
That's awesome.
So that's one of the theories why Hogwarts is living and it's breathing. It's because there's a theory that as transfigured Zuo was transfigured into the night bus.
Okay.
Because the way that creature can kind of leap through time and space into another place.
That's incredible.
Like
I love that.
I know. You can go down the rabbit holes really far. But when it comes to the parks themselves, like the aesthetics, they do have to maintain a certain consistency. I mean, they would have to.
Yeah, I would think so.
If I don't know why they would spend all this money in developing it to not have that.
Have you ever been to Leavesden?
No, I haven't.
So they have like they have all of the different models and stuff like through as the films progressed.
Oh, like the miniatures?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they talk about how. Oh my God, I'm going to be so mad at myself. I'm blanking. Stuart Craig. Oh my God, thank God I remember that.
He would be so disappointed.
I know.
You. Stuart, when you listen to this, I'm sorry.
Like Stuart Craig, like put little descriptions basically of like how it changed, like as the years went on and like he had all the different models and like, that was like kind of towards the end. Do you remember that? It was like multiple rooms of just a ton of different models that Stuart Craig had made, like while making the films, and it was just like really cool to see how. And then like you end the tour seeing the miniature of Hogwarts that is like,
it's not miniature,
massive, and that they would like use that to film scenes of like overlooking parts of Hogwarts, like if they, like whenever it's like a bird's eye view of the castle or something in the. You're like an owl flying or something. Like they would use that 3D model that they made and film it And they would like put snow on it and stuff like that. That's why they like do that during Christmas. They like redo all of the snow for Christmas time so that you can see what they would do whenever they were filming those. But it's cool.
That's incredible. Well, I did want, here toward the end, I did want to touch on some of the other details that are coming to Epic Universe. Apparently, this is the first time inside of one of the Wizarding World theme parks that there will actually be people in costume for you to interact with.
Like, probably people from the circus, I'm guessing, maybe?
Well, from the circus, number one, but let me find... So while exploring this, again, this is from NBC Universal. I'll link this into the show notes when this actually goes live on podcast so you can read this to your, for yourself. While exploring the streets of this French-named place, guests will also encounter other visitors, officials, and residents from the Wizarding World, including exchange students from Hogwarts and Ilvermorny schools.
Whoa.
Aurors from... I am guessing the French Ministry of Magic, and who will roam around and inquire of suspicious characters, talking portraits that you can interact with, as well as other locals that are in happenings around the French quarters.
That is
all
awesome.
Right.
Do you think that will bleed over into the other parks?
Probably.
It might, because when they added magic spots, they added it to Diagon Alley, and then they added it to Hogsmeade, even though Hogsmeade was first.
Okay, yeah.
I also wonder if they'll redo the magic spots for the new technology in the other
probably.
Two parks.
Probably, yeah. They've already started closing some of them off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's been, yeah, you've seen that. There's been petitions that have gone up around some of the magic spots inside of Universal currently, and so I think this is going to be a refresh for the entire thing. And I
was
stoked about it. But there's also going to be, from what I can gather from reading this, kind of a Nocturne Alley-ish type area.
How did I miss that?
The Goblet Noir and the shadowy corners of this French Quarter place is a mysterious, time-worn building where international dark witches and wizards gather to escape the prying eyes of the Paris Ministry and to have a hearty meal over hushed conversations.
Oh, you can eat there.
That, and then they have butterbeer carts that are going to be around. You can get wands from the French wand maker. And from the initial images that they released, these are going to come in these like really chic, like triangular prism boxes, like three-sided boxes.
Did you see the chandelier in the shop too?
It
looks so gorgeous. They made this special chandelier.
That, and then wand magic.
Also, sorry.
Okay.
In Wizarding Paris, wands are called baguettes, and that just makes me laugh so much. It's so cute.
I love
it. Like the wand store is called like Baguette Magique.
I love that.
Could they have somebody working in the wand store named Maurice?
Oh my god.
Maurice, the baguettes. Hurry up.
I love that.
Oh, that'd be
we need to shout that in there when we go.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of touches on everything that's coming to Epic Universes here. Have any of you all made plans? There were some quick hands there. Yes. Going. So, and for those of you who have joined us since we started, and since we first started the podcast, we have a gift bag over there that we are giving away at the end of the episode. And to enter it, you can go to my profile. It's the pinned reel at the top, at Kentucky Wizard. Follow those accounts and message me live show. And at the very end of the episode, we're going to pick one of the names and we're going to give away the gift basket there toward the end. So we already have some plans to go to. When are you going? Oh, she got early tickets.
Oh, you're going before us.
Wow.
I think that, when do we go? The 4th?
What did you say? Oh, you live there. Okay. Oh, she gets those.
That's still a feat, though, because it is quite, it's to get tickets, they like changed it, and it's kind of annoying for locals. Yeah. Yeah, you have to buy a multi-day ticket, and you only get access to Epic Universe for one day. Yeah,
oh,
we
nice.
Actually booked Helios, too. I'm so excited.
So exciting.
I got it, and then one of the people in our group was like, oh, I'm not sure if I could go that day. And then I tried to like go and change it. I was like, you're going to have to deal with it. I'm not waiting on hold for 3 hours to change this, just probably to find out that it was sold out anyway. So yeah, we're staying at the new hotel that is like attached to Epic Universe, but we can only get into Epic Universe for 1 day of our 4 day trip. So
I know
we're going to have to
do our
best to see everything. I am second most excited for Super Mario World. Oh my gosh. All of the pictures from Japan and California look so amazing of that area. Plus, Epic Universe is getting the Donkey Kong roller coaster that looks awesome.
Have any of you seen the footage or the early pictures from the Donkey Kong roller coaster? Okay, I've got some of
you
nodding.
How it like jumps?
Yes.
The track.
So, so cool. It has a secret track that the minecart is attached to with an arm that holds you up in the air balanced on a minecart looking track. And there will be jumps in the middle of this where your track just, yeah, I saw his mouth fall open, where your mine track will just end and you will jump over a ravine.
Just like in the video games.
Just like in the video games, yes.
So cool.
My daughter's in the audience. Jenny, are you excited to go to Super Nintendo World? Yes. You are? Who are you excited to meet? You're excited to meet Donkey Kong?
Yoshi for me.
And Mario, are you going to dress up like Princess Peach? She dressed up like Princess Peach to go to Renaissance Festival last month, and it was the most adorable thing on the planet.
That's amazing.
But,
we just finished her video game.
Princess Peach, Showtime.
They played Showtime.
Yeah, it's fun.
So, Super Nintendo World, and then...
Dark Universe looks... amazing.
It looks
they released
amazing.
Some of the animatronics, which I was excited to hear it's animatronics and not screens, because they overdo screens sometimes, and they look so fluid, and I'm going to poop my pants because I'll be scared, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah, there's going to be like, there's a roller coaster in that area, and I think that there's one other type of attraction, but I can't remember. How to Train Your Dragon has the... a whole land and a roller coaster there too.
A show.
Oh yeah, the show sounds so amazing. It's gonna have like the dragons, like puppet dragons. I want to meet Toothless so bad.
I have a confession. I haven't watched the movies.
You haven't?
Oh, just the shame.
Okay,
I'll march
shame.
Out of here, and everybody like yell to shame. It's fine. But
I feel like you would like them.
You would
I know. The number of reels that I have seen on Instagram that use the soundtrack alone, and I find myself like with my collar up, like to catch my tears. That I don't even know what they'd be about. Some author posted him seeing the cover to his book for the first time to the tune of How to Train Your Dragon, and the soundtrack alone made me tear up.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So that's Epic Universe.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be more excited to go there. But now I know a lot of you have come for the giveaways. So we're going to draw for the giveaway here toward the end. Jenny, pick a number. Hang on, let me count them all. I got 17 new messages. Pick a number between 1 and 17. 16.
Ooh. The suspension.
Sue Horvath. Oh my God. Yay!
Hey, Hufflepuff, all right.
Yes, it is a Hufflepuff. Woohoo! Yay! So that the basket is yours. And there's a lot of stuff. There's like stickers and like from my booth. There's a lot of swag from Swish and Flick that's down in there too. So I hope you enjoy it. Yay!
Thanks for having.
Now, Tiffany and Megan don't know this. Or no, I mean, Megan and Katie don't know this.
Maybe Tiffany doesn't either.
Tiffany doesn't know it either because I haven't told her. So if for those of you, and you all can participate in this too, it'll be probably about 2 weeks before you can. I am going to release a reel with some of the clips from the actual episode today on Instagram with another giveaway where I'm going to give away 2 3-park passes to Universal Studios, Islands of Adventure, and Epic Universe. And to do this, yeah. That's sorry, amazing. Surprise.
In this doc he sent us at the end, it just said surprise.
It just says surprise. That's a surprise. So I'm going to give away some tickets so that you all can go to Universal. I'm going to give away two of them. I might end up doing more of them. But there will be, just follow those accounts in about 2 weeks or so. I'm going to share another reel from today. There will be one basically the same way to enter, but you'll just message me epic at the end. And for those of you who are listening to this on your podcast platform of choice, that reel is now live on any of our accounts. Go follow those accounts and message me epic, and then I'll have Jenny pick another number, and whoever she picks will get two three-park passes to Universal Orlando. Awesome.
Applause for this wonderful human.
Well, I wanted to surprise you guys.
It's awesome. Hard enough to it's hard enough to get there, let alone like also afford the tickets and the hotel. So like, I love that people like you try to make things like that more accessible for people who might not be able to otherwise. So that's really awesome.
Well, and
because I'm all about Harry Potter and like the communities that Harry Potter has created, like being accessible to people.
Yeah.
So. So thank you for doing that.
But again, thank you, Ironton Wizard Fest, for having us. Thank you for being such a great audience. I think that's about it for today. So, how many times have you guys done this outro before?
It's episode.
Tiffany does it.
That's why it's Tiffany's job.
Okay.
That concludes this episode of Swish and Flick. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
And that's it for this one, guys, this episode of Potter Plus. I've been William, and remember, you're just as sane as I am. Thank you all.
Thank you. Just to preface, thank you guys all for coming. We really appreciate it because it's not nearly as fun to podcast to an empty room.
No, it isn't.
We appreciate it.
2 get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The changing of seasons can affect how you feel. 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.